Blog Talk Radio.
Facebook, Instagram, Google Plus, and Twitter. It's the Madeline and Mommy Show. Woo!
She just wants to be beautiful. She goes unnoticed. She knows no limits. She pays attention. She praises. Don't see the light be shining, even in the eyes you can find it. Maybe we have made up light, oh, she tries to cover up her face, cut her hoes away, cause cover girls will cry after the face is made.
The Madeline and Mommy Show, and we're super excited. We have a great lineup of guests scheduled to call in today at 4:10 p.m., just a few minutes from now, Eastern Standard Time. We'll have coffee time with Ellen and Nikki, and then at 4:20 p.m., we're looking forward to hearing from Marta Jean Lewis from the International Christian Film Festival. So don't go away, because we will be right back.
You brought the things and you put me through it. I had
again. You brought the fiends and you put me through it. I had to learn how to fight for myself. And we put all the truth I could tell. How'd you say this is a wish you farewell? I hope you're somewhere praying. Praying. I hope you're doing it. Changing. Changing. I hope you find your feet. Falling on your knees. Praying.
That was beautiful. Oh, my goodness. So, we are getting ready for coffee time with Ellen and Nikki. And, oh, my God, the kids are winding down from school. There's a lot of graduations going on. And Madeline, I know she's only got, like, 2 weeks left of school. They've been doing their FCATs for the last couple weeks. It's been crazy, craziness. So with so much going on, a lot of weddings, graduations, events opening back up, you know, with everything from COVID, you know, I'm just praying that we get through all this and get past it and just start doing some back to normalcy. Hi, how are you, Miss Nikki?
Good, guys. How are you?
I actually, this is so funny. I accidentally video chatted her. So I'm looking at her right now. She's in her office editing all week, right? But you're looking cute. You got your hair done. I came out there on Friday and did everybody's hair. And you look gorgeous, Nikki.
Hey.
Yeah. Gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous. And I know you guys are gearing up for Noah's graduation.
Yes, we're almost there. As he checked in with me this morning, 12 days.
Oh, my. So he's got it down to days and hours, probably.
Yeah.
He's so funny. I'm so proud of him.
He's worked very hard.
He has worked very hard being a special needs child. And I'll tell you, this last year, I was telling Chrissy earlier today that the pandemic worked to his advantage, I think, this last year.
Oh, yeah, it did. It gave him the ability to be able to focus on his studies. And,
right, because honestly, I mean, he's a great kid. He's a really good kid, and somebody has to really rub him the wrong way. But I know that he was having a rough time in school, not on his study level, but on a personal level. And
but
even though his teachers all love him and everything, you know, I know he was really struggling with that. And man, just putting him in the remote learning just eliminated all of that for him. And he just, I mean, I think this was probably his best year ever, right?
I think it was. He's not a very social person, so prom and homecoming. He was like, yeah.
It wasn't that important to him. Right, exactly. But he's made a lot of friends. And I've even noticed with us, because we've known you guys for, 5 or 6 years now. And this guy, he has really come out of his shell this past year. You know, he's more aware of his surroundings. He looks at you, you know, directly in your face, talks to you. He's been coming out of a shell, coming out of his comfort zone and doing things. And he aced all of his classes. Like,
straight A's. He topped it off. I just checked his grades not too while ago.
And the fact that he's, like, become more proactive and he's concerned about his future, how cool is that?
I know. I noticed he was talking.
Oh, yes. We had shop talk in the chair, you know. But I'm glad he was grinning ear to ear when we got done with his hair. It looks great, and it's the first time I've actually done his hair. And I know he's very particular about it, but I was truly honored that he thought that was one of the best haircuts he's ever had. So I'm glad that he's a happy customer.
Very happy.
That's so cute. I love it. So real quick, because we didn't really have any particular subject that we were going to touch on. We usually, you know, we have one particular subject, but we're just kind of talking about everything that's going on right now because there's just so much going on. And I know that you're working in Lasting Impressions by Nicole is your company, and you are working on several projects. I think those are all, like the deadline are all coming up like at the same time, right, on all that?
Deadline for all these projects is actually before my son's graduation. So I have been very, very busy.
And your son's graduation is next weekend.
Next weekend. So I'm trying my hardest. I have incredible clients. So everyone has been on vacation and excited to see their stuff. I've had fun in editing. I can say that. I've had a couple creative things come across the board. So I'm excited to be able to share this. I've only been share out my work until my clients get first look.
Right, exactly. No, I know. I'm lucky because I get to help preview it and go through elimination process. I love that, you know. So, but I know you've got some stuff coming out for our USA Lifetime Star reporter, Miss Diva Rose, and she's real excited about that. That was the photo shoot that she won from Mads Virtual Fashion back in the fall, and she's real excited about her headshot being able to show that off at the International Christian Film Festival coming up next weekend.
I'm excited for her.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, she's been a part of that now for a couple of years with us, and she's been an actress for a long time, and so she really wants to get, you know, more involved. She's a volunteer this year again, and she's going to get involved in some of the classes and you know, do some networking while she's there this time, so I'm real excited for her. And then Madeline, you know, her thing is that she just loves doing interviews there. So we did make our submission, and we made the official selection for our music video, We Are the World Pandemic Version. So they'll be showing that next week. So that's exciting. And then it will be on the red carpet then on Saturday night while you, Noah's getting his diploma. So we're not going to be able to go to each other's events, but we're going to be able to celebrate all next month. Literally, between Madeline's birthday and Noah's graduation, we are literally celebrating the entire month of June. So everyone, yes, it's a big party when you guys see all these pictures like going through, like it's a never-ending party. The month of June is going to be a never-ending party, sure.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited.
Good stuff. Yeah. And then hopefully we can take a deep breath and then go camping in July before the kiddos go back to school.
Yeah. I can't believe Ariana is attending high school. I feel like when she started it.
I can't either. Honestly, I remember when she and Madeline were just little girls.
Yeah, and they were walking in the fashion show, kind of dawdling down the runway. And now they're not so...
and
you know, I keep telling them how fast they can
go.
It's not fair.
Oh. It's not fair. Not fair at all. Yes, she's going to be a freshman, and I know Miss Madeline, she's turning 13. Like, I just can't believe it's happening all so fast. But we're very excited about also the project that you and she worked on here a couple weeks ago. For her 13th birthday.
Yes. I'm really excited. I can't wait to see this. I'm working on those too. Still, I'm constantly. Actually, that's actually what I'm doing right before our companies are on air. So I'm actually still editing as we speak.
I know you are. You're editing all of those projects. You're working on some graduation photos too, right?
I've got graduation, actually, while I'm here, we kick off graduation this week. So, a special shot for our class of 2021.
I know it.
Another class that is...
I'm excited to see that a lot of these schools are, you know, like I was just saying before you hopped on, some sense of normalcy. I see they're doing graduations and everything again. Yay!
It is very exciting. excited that we will be back at the Arts and Fun Center, which last year, our local high school, they had to graduate on a baseball field. So I'm very thrilled celebrating my son's graduation with air conditioning.
Some schools didn't have any graduation at all. I saw where some schools, they did like where you dropped your kid off on the curb, you had to stay in the car, you drove through, and they picked up their diploma, and then at the other side, they hopped in the car, and that was the end of it.
So I'm really thrilled that Noah gets to experience it, because, you know, especially for him, because, you know, just like he got fucked up, he worked really hard. And not just him, but all these seniors, they have managed to keep up their grades and their academic, you know, and their extracurriculars and extracurriculars at their school and pass their FFAs and do everything they need to do to earn their diploma.
I'll tell you, it's been really tough. It has. But for him, this was perfect for your son.
Oh, yeah, this is perfect. Some of the kids, like Ariana,
a lot of kids don't like it and are struggling with it. Yes.
So Ariana's really excited about going back.
Going back to school. We have made. We're going to go back to school and see how it goes. I know it's been a very difficult time underlying health conditions. So we've really tried our best to keep her away from everybody. Even though we've shown up to events, it's been events where there's a lot of social distancing going on, where we keep her away from the crowd, completely away from the crowd, and then she just does, you know, individual interviews. And that kid, I'm going to be excited to see her face when this is over with, because you cannot get that mask off her face, not with a chisel.
And Noah's the same way. They don't remove the mask for anything.
Oh, no, she acts like she's my mom, coming up to me telling me, oh, you better fix that mask. Shame on you.
We'll stay since we're on the air, and I'm pretty sure that we have a lot of mommies out there.
Yeah.
So, happy Mother's Day.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we've been wishing everybody Mother's Day out there for sure. Yes, happy Mother's Day, Miss Nikki.
Happy Mother's Day. To you and to everyone else.
I think everyone had. It looked like a really amazing weekend.
You know, I looked at my family last night, and I looked at them, and I said, you know, last Mother's Day, we could not do this. Because they love the cake. They don't like me to cook.
You guys went out to eat, right.
And I said, so last year at this time, we could not go anywhere. We could not do anything. We just got what we got here.
Yeah.
And we made do. And
right, everybody may do, but you know what was a good part about that is it forced everyone to take time to spend the quality time together.
Yeah.
It brought families together. It forced people to get in the kitchen and start cooking again and spending quality time together, you know, and doing things around the house together or whatever, because pretty much everybody was in quarantine this time last year.
And it's amazing to see how far we've kind of come through this. And that, because, you know, I know some people just share so fondly, but many blessings to everyone out there because we're doing it.
Yeah, and I would like to say a couple things while we're on the air. First of all, I would love to say my deepest condolences go out to Gus and Paloma Martinez. They lost their daughter, the teenage daughter, to COVID last week. And so that was a big shocker. So we're praying for all of them, their whole family. That's really devastating. And she was such a talented young girl. If you go to their page, and for those of you that don't know who they are the founders of Changing Rooms, the nonprofit organization Changing Rooms. And we've worked with them for several years, worked together with them. They've donated clothing for our Mad Fashion shows and also provided clothing for Mad to wear on the carpets. And so, that was a big honor. So with that being said, you know, everyone, please let's pray for them and their family. And hope that this COVID doesn't take any more lives because I've had enough.
Me too.
He had almost claimed my husband's life, but he's doing great now. Even with a collapsed lung and everything, he got through all of that. And, you know, we just keep praying every day that everyone fares through it as we did, as luckily as we did. But Ms. Nikki, can you tell the listeners real quick where they can find you if they would like to book a photo shoot with you?
Yes. The easiest way that you guys can find me is definitely on Facebook, and that's at Last Impressions Photo. You can also find me at Instagram, at Last Impressions Shot Photo, or it's just easy, www.lastimpressionsphoto.com.
Perfect. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day, as always, to have coffee time with Ellen and Nikki.
Oh, and as always, I love hair. Thanks, everyone.
Yes, cutie. Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your day, and we can't wait to see all those projects come out on your website and your social media.
We will.
All right. Take care, sweetie. God bless. Bye. All right, I think she dropped off, and it looks like our next caller has been on hold here for a couple of minutes, so we're just going to say hello to Marty Jean Lewis. Hello.
Hello. Hi. How are you?
Fantastic. How are you doing, Marty?
Fabulous. Thank you.
It's always a pleasure to have you on the show, and very exciting stuff happening over there as always. And I know you guys are winding up for the next International Christian Film Festival. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Yes, we are working very hard to produce a fantastic event for people to enjoy.
I know you've got to be excited this year because you guys are back at it as a live event. And everyone had a challenging year last year with the pandemic, and you managed to pull through with a virtual film festival.
Yeah, so last year we did end up doing a virtual. We had no choice but to do a virtual festival or not do a festival at all. But we did a great event last year virtually, but we are certainly excited to be back in person. You can't compare a virtual event with a live event. So people are super excited to see other people.
I know, right? To mix and mingle again. Everyone's very excited about this event, as always. I know you've got some really exciting stuff planned. So can you tell us a little bit about it, Marty?
Yeah, of course. You know, with the festival, we always screen a lot of movies. So nothing has changed there. So a lot of new movies. I think we're screening about 150 films. So welcome to watch and a lot of good stuff. A lot of seminars for music folks, for actors, for producers, for filmmakers. A lot of networking opportunities. For music folks, for actors, for filmmakers. Really excited about that. We are also screening for the very first time a movie that I produced, Don't Say My Name. We're screening that during the festival. And we also are so excited to also have a really cool red carpet event and award ceremony.
Well, I'll tell you what, your red carpet event and award ceremony is just an amazing icing on top of the cake after the week that you guys provide over there. Now, it starts, can you tell the listeners when it starts and what to expect and how they can buy tickets and everything like that?
Yeah, of course. This year we're doing something very different. One of the complaints that we've had over many years is that our award ceremony is too long, and we agree. that it is too long. Normally it would be three and a half, sometimes 4 hour event, and that's way too long. So what we end up doing is on the last day, we're splitting the award ceremony into two. So we're going to have the first award ceremony, which is a pre-show at 1 p.m. That Saturday on the 22nd. And then we'll have the main show. Yeah, we'll have the main show at 8 p.m., which is going to be a shorter show this time because we would have given many awards earlier that day. The red carpet, I believe, starts around 4:30, 5 o'clock.
Which is normal.
And
no?
Yes, yes. So we're excited that people will be able to, you know, be done much earlier, still be able to network after the award ceremony.
I like it. That's a great idea, Mari. I love it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. We're excited about it.
That's awesome. And so how can they, do you still have tickets available?
Yes, so many of the tickets are sold out. We have the VIP Gold, VIP, ICFF Academy, casting tickets. Those are all sold out, but there are other tickets that are available, such as Executive Producer, which gives you access to most of the festival activities. You also have those day passes. For $20, you can watch as many movies as you can for that day. So those are available.
Oh, that's cool. I know you must have had a ton of submissions. We submitted a video this time, and, you know, we were a part of the official selection. Thank you so much, because I know it's got to be hard. Like, how many submissions did you guys have this year?
We did not get as many as we normally get or as many as we've had in the last few years because, remember, people could not film at all.
That's
were
true.
A lot of projects that were put on hold, so they could not film, so therefore they couldn't finish the project, so they couldn't submit. So, but we did get over 600 submissions, and normally we get about 1,000.
Wow! Congratulations! No, that's great. Even through the pandemic, you guys did that. Because I was curious, there was no casting and no projects, nothing going on. A lot of agents were just, you know, like, there's nothing going on, there's nothing to do. The only thing that we did get involved in a few things were some pandemic projects, a couple infomercials, different things like that where you could self-tape and send them in. I know I saw a lot of commercials and shows on TV where they were actually doing that. And, you know, but you can't make a movie that way. And I know our movies have been on hold, too, and we've got to get it finished later this year. But, I'm really impressed and very proud of you, Marty, for pulling it off.
Well, thank you. You guys have been a great supporter for many years now. So we really appreciate you for sure.
I know, right? And we've got a couple of reporters that are coming in there to actually volunteer this year. They're real excited. They've been involved in the Zoom calls. I love how you guys, you know, you've really adapted and changed things up. And looking forward to the big red carpet again. I know that's even gotten a little bit more condensed due to the pandemic and all the rules and everything like that, which is fine. You know, I think that you're going to have a wonderful event. And, you know, if there's anything else that you'd like to add for the listeners to know, you know, go ahead.
Perfect. So if you've never attended the festival, it is really, truly a fabulous event. We welcome every walk of life with open arms. It's a friendly event, and I challenge you to experience that. It's really such a wonderful experience. I'd love for you to attend. Very inexpensive. Like I said, for $20, you could buy a day pass. Really, really inexpensive. So simply go to our website, internationalcff.com, internationalcff.com, to get tickets.
Fantastic. And you're not just kidding, because that's why we keep coming back every year. It really is an amazing event. And we, you know, we would love to spend every moment of the entire week with you. Unfortunately, it's usually around the last week of Madeline's school, and I usually have to work, but I pop in and out throughout the week, and we've had several people, and I know they're now a part of your team as well, that have come through there and just really enjoyed it and really given us a place, an outlet to give these people an opportunity. Thank you so much, Marty.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for being such a great supporter.
Well, anytime, you know, I mean, we all have to support each other. That's the only way we can make things happen.
Amen to that. I agree.
Amen. Awesome thoughts. All right. Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to call in today. Marty, we really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Love you.
Love you, too. God bless. See you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, I love him. He's amazing. All right, so that's it. That's the end of the show, guys. Miss Madeline. Oh, Madeline. It's the Madeline and Mommy Show. I'm going to start calling it the Mommy and Mommy Show. Come here, Madeline. Oh, Ethel. Miss Ethel. There she is. Can you say? Can you say hello to everybody?
Good night, Ethel.
Oh. I'm telling you, this is the end of the school year. This kid is trying to get her schoolwork done. It's almost birthday time. So funny. At least she popped her head in and said goodbye. But we got big surprises this summer coming up because, well, I can't tell you what it is, but it's a huge surprise. Let's just put it this way. Madeline is going to be running the show, okay? That's all I'm going to say. Big surprises coming up. This, be on the lookout, but we'll be back next week. Same time, same channel on the Madeline and Mommy Show. Woo! Good night, everybody. Good night, Apple. Good night.